the privatisation debate has reared its head again, this time in relation to the privatisation of home care. Home care provides aged and vulnerable people with everyday assistance for things like gardening and food preparation, but this service may soon be privatised to give people more options. However, advocates are worried this will have a negative impact on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who may not be able to access home care specific to their culture. Nina Koppel reports.
The lives of the most vulnerable members of our community are about to change. As the National Disability Insurance Scheme is rolled out, the New South Wales government is looking to privatise its home care services. For many, this evokes questions about what the new private services will look like.
Will they be culturally appropriate for our community? That's one question. Will they hire, you know, Aboriginal workers to work with Aboriginal people? The second part of that is the monetary. You know, with multinationals coming into the marketplace, will the price be competitive that Aboriginal people can afford?
The current system means that Indigenous Australians have a program in place that can engage with them on a cultural level. June Reamer, Deputy Director of the Disability Network New South Wales, is concerned that this cultural appropriateness might be lost.
Within our community, we all help each other. So, you support with transport or other avenues within the home, where it may be, you know, like for 1 hour where a person went in and did some home support. They may have been there for an extra half an hour because culturally that's what you do for our elders or the mob. You know, it's about there's no time schedule within our people.
In a media statement, New South Wales Minister for Disability Services, John Adjicar, said current home care services will be supported through this change, so they will continue to provide dedicated quality service. Those from the Disability Network, however, aren't convinced the new scheme will mean improvements.
The jargon is choice and control, but currently with the scheme there's no identified Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander positions. So we feel unless they're identified, you know, workers within that scheme to work with our communities, nothing will change for some people. They'll just get the same old system that they always had.
There are also concerns about the implications privatisation will have on individuals working as home carers.
I'm concerned about protection for their awards and conditions. Like anything, when it's privatised, you're always worried about what that means, and I'm concerned about the watering down of their awards and conditions and perhaps their pay, and that then flows on to the service that they can then give to clients, and in, of course in this case Aboriginal clients.
This new system also raises questions about transparency. Malcolm Cochrane, Aboriginal Liaison Officer at Public Service Association, feels there is more accountability with the current system.
It has a greater opportunity to be scrutinised as to its service to Aboriginal people. It has an opportunity for both the employees and the clients that if there's something that's unsatisfactory, they can take it to a higher management, and there's a, you know, flow on up to the minister if there is some concerns around services to Aboriginal community. And I think that is definitely far better for employees and clients than privatising it.
That was Nina Koppel with that report.